in my opinion, the offense played well enough for us to win. Defensively, didn't play well enough. Special teams didn't play well enough. And unfortunately, in a game like that, we were playing a top 10 opponent on the road. Got to play the run well. Got to play well on special teams, and we didn't do either of those, and didn't help our chance to win.
What specifically did you do well defending the run?
I think for the most part, we had guys in the right spots. I think we fitted the run well. We just didn't make tackles. There was, I think Coach Manuel gave you guys that stat yesterday, 5 runs for 175 yards, where there was missed tackles. So that right there alone lost the game for us. And so especially in the second half, we got away with it, I think, in the first half because we caused some turnovers in the first half. But in the second half, after that big punt return leading to a touchdown, they got a fourth down on that, which, we could have got out of that drive on a fourth down, fourth and one. They converted, and, that was big. That turned the game around, I thought, a little bit. And then just missed tackles after that for the next two touchdowns. And so tackling. And so that's been a huge emphasis yesterday and today, and it'll continue to be until we get that problem fixed.
How much was the offensive pace that they ran?
That had a factor, yeah. That they were going really, really fast, and they didn't sub much. Like our offense, they go fast, but they sub a lot, so we can sub. And so if they're not subbing, we can't sub. And we tried to do it a couple times and got caught. As you guys saw, we had to use a couple timeouts, which, that was, I think, in the third quarter, and I think that deflated us a little bit. But they were going fast, and I think it did have an effect on us, and we've got to be better prepared. Coaches, we have to prepare our guys better for that.
How do you respond around your guys and trying to motivate them after, a dismal performance like that,
yeah,
one that you're
you
not
know what,
happy
it's,
with?
You know, it's funny because the Nebraska game, we played the run well. Boise State, we played the run well. Those are the two teams that pride themselves on running the football, and we played the run really well in those two games. So I don't think what you saw on Saturday, if that's what BYU defense is. I think it was just one of those days that, happens every once in a while, and I think that's the most yardage we've given up in a long, long time. And our defense, we pride ourselves on stopping the run first. And so it's just the emphasis and making sure, like I said before, we got to tackle. We got to get our run fits, and especially this week, we got to be playing on their side of the line of scrimmage. If we're not doing that, it'll be more yards than what we gave up on last Saturday because these guys really know how to run football.
You'd mentioned special teams and not being very pleased with that as well. What did you see there?
Yeah, I think, I thought in the first two games we played pretty well on special teams. This game was really a our KOR was awful. We couldn't get a return. Can't get off. Those guys were really, really fast. And then really the team that just killed us was our punt team, giving up the big returns. I think we gave up two big returns. And once again, it was missed tackles. We had guys there. We missed tackles. So the same thing that we were seeing on defense is the same thing we saw on our cover teams. Kickoff was decent, but still not good enough. We didn't reach our goal on that. The only bright side was Trevor. Trevor kicked the ball really well, kept us in the game, gave us three field goals and two PATs, which was really good. I think he had a 44-yarder. So I think he's 5 for 5 on the year. So hopefully we continue that. But we gotta cover better, and which we have in the past. We've been really good on our punt team and on our kickoff team. I think the emphasis on defense will carry over to our special teams. Is what I saw in practice. They did a great job today on special teams and our punt team. So,
do you envision Adam returning kicks once the running back situation?
I don't know how that's going to work out. Adam's getting a lot of carries on offense right now, so we're making sure that he's being really, really productive offensively. So I don't think I want to take anything away from that. We'll see, though. There might be a certain situation, but for right now, Devon will be our kick returner.
What is Kai doing to find the ball so well, so successful right now?
He's just a really good instinctive playmaker. He kind of reminds me of Kyle Vanoy, but as a safety. Just very smart, sees the scheme of what the offense is trying to run, dissects it really, really fast, and is able to find the ball. So also reads the quarterback really, really well, but he's just a playmaker, man. And those are those type of things sometimes you can't teach. It's just instincts, and those guys are born with it. And so yeah, I think he's one of those guys.
Bronco talked a little bit on the kickoffs themselves about not getting them to the end zone, said maybe some of that was directional, trying to be more directional with the kickoffs.
When we were kicking off?
When you were kicking off.
Yeah, we had one where we were trying to directional kick it, and I think it landed on the 10. And then after that, we changed it back to just doing our normal deep left. But, typically Austin is better kicking deep right and just didn't hit the ball good on that one. And that ended up being, I think, out to the 40-yard line. So, we got to kick the ball better. That's the bottom line. Really, on all the punts, too, as well, the returns were big returns because the ball was not kicked in place where it needed to be kicked for the cover unit. And the same thing on kickoff. There's a target point for those guys to hit. That's been an emphasis the last 2 days with our kickoff guys and our punt guys, both guys. Because, Rhett comes into the game. Allman gets a great punt, I think a 50-yard punt off, but he doesn't put it in the right spot. And so now our cover team's, put in a bad, position, and we miss a couple tackles, and next thing you know, they're inside the 20-yard line and going in to score. So just all in all, the specifics of everybody doing their job exactly, playing their fundamentals, and then just trying as hard as they can go, that's what we hang our hat on here at BYU is, that's who we are. We're an effort-based team, and I thought our effort was really poor on Saturday with our special teams.
Talk about Michigan on offense. What are you seeing from them? What type of offense?
Yeah, big backs that run really, really hard, number 4 and 32. They run downhill, and they break a lot of tackles. They might not make you miss a ton, but those dudes will, if you're not team tackling, game tackling those guys, they're going to make you, they're going to drag you around, make you miss. So we got to wrap those guys up, and we got to team tackle those guys. And I think that was one of our problems, too, on Saturday as well. Defensively, I think our effort wasn't as good, and we didn't have, we weren't tackling the ball as a team. We had one guy or two guys around the ball. They were missing tackles. So this week we got to improve on that.
What about with the pass game?
Yeah, the pass game, I think their tight ends are really, really good player, 88, 82, 85, or 86. I can't remember if it's 85 or 86, but they're good. They have good skill guys. Quarterback, I think is streaky. At times throws really, really good balls, and at other times he struggles a little bit. But, that's who they have right now. So we feel that we've done a really good job on third down the last two games. I think they've only converted 3 third downs in the last two games. So we feel like we have a good plan when we know a team's going to pass it, and hopefully we can confuse this guy and make him throw some balls to us like we've done the last two games. But I think 88 and 82 are exceptional, and we'll have a tough time stopping those guys.
As a player, you played in one of those early games. I think it was Boston College,
yeah,
wasn't it? What is that like, and is that any different?
Yeah, I think, we were just talking about that today. Our guys should be fine. They practice every morning at 8:30. We're getting up really early. I mean, they're here at 5:30 a.m. in the facility getting ready for practice. So I think we'll adjust to that just fine. I think, going back and thinking about it, the last time we played at Boston College 10 years ago, that we got out there a day earlier. But we are leaving really early on Friday to get us some more time there on Friday to have a little more downtime and rest time. But in my opinion, I don't think it'll be a factor. I think our guys will be used to it.
You've mentioned Trevor Sampson as the bright spot from last week. Bronco said that maybe you've seen about the extent of his range because that last one kind of snuck over the bar. Did he hit it fat?
Yeah, that's about what he did. Pre-game, we knew it was right about in the 27. His range is about the 45. And so if we ever got in a game, in a situation in the game where we had to kick a 50-yarder to win the game, then Austin Brazier would come in. But his range is about the 45-yard line, and that's about all he has on his leg. As you guys have seen, he's super accurate. And so just got to – he'll give us all that he has, and he's done a great job up to this point.
What's it been like just having that stable kicker here with Trevor?
He's done a really good job the last 2 years. And, when he's coming out on the field, I think we have a lot of confidence. He has a lot of confidence in himself. And so in the past, there's been times where we've had – some situations where we weren't super confident when the field goal unit was coming out on the field. And so with Trevor here over the last couple of – even with Justin, his senior year, I'd say the last 3 years we've been really consistent on our field goal unit team. And I think a lot of that's been based upon practice. We put some more emphasis on it in practice, and it's given us an opportunity to score more points.
How do you bring about better tackling the team?
Practice. I think that, in everything that we were doing today, just the emphasis of practice. And a lot of teams, when they come out to practice on a Tuesday, it's the tempo. They're getting there, wrapping up. We were bringing guys to the ground today. It was like a full-on scrimmage today. So, and I think that's how you have to prep for Michigan as well. Now, we'll lay off of them after today to make sure we get their, legs and body back and make sure they're fresh for Saturday. But today was pretty much like another game for those guys. They played hard. I thought the practice was pretty physical, and they wrapped up. So to get better at it, they got to practice. How I always say, how you want to play on Saturday, you better show it in practice. Because if you're just going to get there and miss a tackle and not wrap guys up in practice, it's the same thing you're going to do on a Saturday. So practicing exactly how you want to play on Saturday is, I think, the best way to prepare for that.
Last question.
Do we know Harvey Longy's exact injury to his elbow?
No, I don't.